This is the BBC.
Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Greg and Grimmy are on the road for a special Christmas Rent-A-Greg surprise. The WhoVent calendar today is a brilliant moment in reality TV history. And we have a brand new Playground Insults for you with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Oh, and we speak to listener Natalie, the friendly ghost. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. You good?
Yeah, I am good. How about yourself?
I'm really good. I have done all my Christmas wrapping. It took me 4 hours. What's the update on your Christmas present buying situation?
Well, no different than yesterday. And on that note, what would you like for Christmas?
Oh, I forgot to bring yours in, actually. It's all wrapped.
Because you're not even one of those that hints. No. There'll be loads of people listening right now who will have done some really heavy hinting the last couple of months.
My one to you is fitness related.
Is it?
Yeah. Because you've started going to the gym.
Oh, so you've
Are you still going?
Put some thought into it.
Are you still going? I always put thought into it. Are you still going?
Yeah, I am still going. You're not?
I'm not at the moment, no.
And
I'm
that's,
off.
That's not me judging or anything.
All right, well, you can tell. I feel, yeah.
Shall I tell you what it is? When you go to the gym, generally you dress up a little bit smarter and stuff. Like, you hold yourself a bit better.
Yeah, it's all, I just
Whereas
feel...
today, it feels like you've just gone in, just gone...
Yeah, I feel that. I feel like I'm slumping right now. It's just already too much food.
And you've just caved in, have you?
I've just caved.
We'll deal with it in January.
Literally deal with it in January.
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling right now.
Aww.
Scott Mills.
Hips like Shakira got me feeling like CeeLo.
Forget you and forget you too.
It's Latino, everyone.
Not CeeLo.
No. Was Wyclef Jean okay on that performance they did on X Factor?
I thought he looked slightly unsure about what he was doing when he came out.
I really don't think he knew where he was or what was going on.
When he first came out, when I first heard this song, they were doing this on X Factor, it did seem a little bit like he was just kind of wheeled out, started talking about Shakira.
Yes.
And it was almost like he'd got the wrong song.
It's like he's not been on stage for a while. Probably hasn't, though.
Shakira.
Scott Mills.
All this week, Greg James is helping out people who've had a bit of a tough year in Rent-A-Greg and Friends. I think this is such a lovely thing to do at this time of year.
Yeah, really Christmassy, makes us feel all nice and warm.
Really fuzzy. So Greg and Grimmy have just arrived at a secret city in the UK. Should we try and trick them into saying where they are? Hello, Greg, where are you?
You will not trick us. You will not crack us just yet.
What can you say?
Well, I can say that we are here and we are sat in a hotel lobby.
No.
I can say that this is a good place. I can tell you that someone's just told Grimmy off for putting his feet on the table.
Put his what, feet on the table?
Feet on the table.
Yeah, they don't do that in that city.
I can also tell you that someone's asking us for our drinks order at the moment, which is another thing.
A bit early
I
to get on it,
you,
but yeah.
This is a good place to come if you have if you've got a mouth ulcer, or if you've got a cold, or what was the other thing? Oh yeah, if you've got heartburn.
It doesn't help us narrow it down.
No,
that really.
There's a lady who's about to. She's wiping our table down, and she was just telling us all about this famous city. Anyway, so we're here, and the whole point of it is that we are doing some Christmas Rent-A-Gregs this week, and it's been a brilliant year of us doing our My Mind and Me campaign on Radio 1, and the whole thing was about mental health and awareness around mental health issues. And one of the things we're talking about a lot, and I know you two have as well on your show, which is about helping other people, and that makes you feel much better as well. And that's what we're going to do with Christmas Rent-A-Greg this year. We got people to nominate some of their friends or family if they've got a particularly tough time or they need some help at this time of year. Then we're going to go out and about and do that for the next 3 days or so. So that's where we are right now. We're back to our first one this afternoon.
Okay. And so this is going to happen in your show today.
Yes, and I'm going to hand you over to Grimmy now to tell you as much as we're allowed to tell you about the exact thing we're doing this afternoon.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Grimmy. Hello.
How are you?
Can you tell me more than Greg just did? Because it's really cryptic and I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, not really. I'm really bad at this. I nearly started the show this morning. And I said to my producer, I said, so I'm just saying this thing, hello, we're going here today. And they're like, no, that's the entire day, you can't say that. I was like, oh, yeah, of course. So quite risky talking about this, but we're basically going to treat somebody today who's had a little bit of a tough year, a very tough year, but she's been great. She's a girl, there's a clue. But she's been great and been very brave and has pulled through. And someone in her family has got in touch with us and they're really proud of her and they want to let her know that she's brilliant and want to reward her. So today, Greg and I are going to do something really, really great for her after 3 o'clock today. And she's a big Radio 1 fan. Okay. We don't think she's listening right now, but we know she listens like on the way to school and she definitely listens on the way home from school.
Okay, so this is the only show she doesn't listen to. Awesome.
Yeah, and also she doesn't like Clara's show either.
Okay, fine.
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
I know you are. Oh, this is so nice. All right, cool. So we'll speak to you after three, wherever you might be, yeah. And you probably will be able to tell us more then what's going on.
Yeah, we're in a place where people have boiled sweets.
Okay, good. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Scott Mills.
It's so funny to hear Grimmy and Greg desperately not try to say where they are.
Yeah, and I mean, Grimmy's not great with secrets.
No.
And that's not a sly on him by any stretch, you know, he's just not good with them.
Right, so I'm going to go on air this morning, I'm going to say, right, I'm going here. It's like, no, that's the whole point. Like, the person won't be surprised otherwise. So the idea of Rent a Greg and Friends this week is that we're all helping Greg out through the week and giving a Christmas treat to someone that has not had a great year, to be honest, and really deserves to have a nice time because it's Christmas.
And what's lovely about this as well is because it's happening all week, there could be someone listening right now where really good stuff is going to happen to them this yeah. week. And you just don't know it yet.
That's why at this point we can't reveal their location because the person will find out and we need it to be a surprise.
Yeah, it's all almost annoyingly vague, but...
No actual reason to speak to them then at all, was
no,
there?
No, not really. They'd like you all to know what they're up to, but can't tell you what they're actually up to.
Wherever they are, they're there and they're about to do a surprise.
But I think what's lovely about this is, as you said, it's Christmas time. It's going to be such a lovely thing to give to some very special people this week. And now I think that's what Radio 1 can do really, really cool.
Yeah.
Everyone else winds down towards Christmas, you know? They get lazy and we're stepping up.
Just a nice act of kindness for someone that really deserves it. So we'll speak to Grimmy and Greg, wherever they might be, at 3:10. Also, after three today, we have a new playground insult which we can unleash on the world. Do you know, because we get Hollywood A-list stars on them just insulting each other, they have amassed all of the videos together over 80 million views on the internet.
Insane.
That's ridiculous. 80 million. So we've got a new one featuring The Rock and Kevin Hart, which we'll unleash on the internet a bit later on.
Scott Mills.
I heard Clara talking earlier about the Mariah Carey film, which she's seen. She's a massive fan of Mariah, but she's not seen it yet. She said she hasn't seen it. I actually saw it on Channel 5 at the weekend. You know how Channel 5 continuously have Christmas films on? Some of them are terrible.
Mm.
This one was terrible. But Mariah was in it as a teacher, I think.
Oh, she doesn't play herself?
No. No, she's actually acting. Hello, Lewis in Clacton. He says, what's happening to Kevin Hart and The Rock? I can't wait any longer. It'll be 3 o'clock today for Playground Insults. You'll like it. Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Natalie.
Hey, Natalie. How can we help?
So, just random, I heard your Ghostbuster speech yesterday, and I may or may not have ghosted somebody last week, and I actually feel quite bad about it. I thought I would confess.
Yeah, when you hear it on the radio, you're like, oh, I've done that, and it's not nice.
Yeah, little bit. I feel quite guilty.
What's your situation, then?
So I went on a date with a gentleman last week.
The gentleman?
a true gent.
A true gent. It was a perfectly pleasant evening.
What is this, made in Chelsea?
Sorry, I'm a bit posh sometimes. We had a really nice, it was a perfectly nice night. We went for a few drinks in Covent Garden, as you do.
Yes.
But do you know when you just know that it's not a thing?
No spark.
Can I just check something here, Natty? Is your real name Molly King? the one for the Saturdays.
I wish it was, but alas, no, it's not.
Alas. I'm great. Loving, I love you so much.
I'm fine.
Okay, so you had a fine evening, but it was just fine. Yeah. Really nice guy, yeah. But you're thinking, nah.
Yeah, pretty much.
What was the activity?
So we just went for some drinks. So we went to a couple of different bars. One of them was really nice. Then we went to another one, which happened to be showing some football. Which is never ideal, really, on a date.
No.
And I happened to mention that I'm not a big fan of football. And he was a little bit mildly offended and was like, what? And sort of mansplained why I should be into football.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're becoming a definite no from me. Mm-hmm. And then I said that I would rather watch rugby or even American football.
Rugger.
And he was like, and then he literally, word for word, you were really hot until you said that sentence.
Oh, did he say
that? I was like, oh. And then so we left, called it a night because it was, you know, pushing on past my bedtime, went home.
Carried
and then
your weights.
In the Bakerloo line. He messaged me the next day to say he'd had a really nice night, really nice to meet you, da 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 da. And then I just kind of didn't reply and just left it alone.
You are a ghost, but you're a friendly ghost.
I'm like Casper.
Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't replied to the guy since?
No, alas. I think he knows that I've seen his message and not replied.
I'm loving the constant use of alas. I'm bringing that back.
Alas, you didn't reply. Did he then send another message?
No, he didn't. He's left it at that. And then I was a little bit tiddly drunk on the weekend.
Alas, I was tiddly.
So I just completely forgot about him.
Tis the season to be tiddly.
So I forgot about him and then remembered yesterday and figured, well, it's been 5 days now.
Yeah.
So probably shouldn't then message him to be like, hey, just in case you haven't realised.
I'm not bothered.
So I've just left it alone. But I do feel quite bad because he was a genuinely nice person. Mm.
You're in a ghosting situation at the moment.
Okay, here's what I think we do in this situation, okay. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to test the moral compass of the UK.
Excellent.
I'm going to take it out of your hands and put it in our listeners' hands, okay?
Okay, fabulous.
So you've been on a date with this guy. It was all right, not amazing.
Alas, it wasn't ideal.
But you just kind of rolled with it. You like rugger, he likes the football.
Yep.
Alas, you're not feeling it.
Exactly.
And it's been 5 days since the last communication.
Mm.
So he may well still be wondering. He might have just completely forgotten by now, but I would doubt that. I don't know if I would do
really?
That. Yeah.
It would still be on my mind, I think.
I'd still be like, why isn't she replying?
Yeah. So here's what I'm asking today. Does Natalie reply or does she leave it forever?
I really hope it's the latter.
Well, we're going to find out now.
Okay, excellent.
I'm actually going to do this now. I don't normally do this at all. I want you to call me. Call me on 03 700 100 100. I know, I can't remember the last time I did a telephone call. 03 700 100 100. Call me now and tell me what you think. Should Natalie leave it or just reply to this guy? I'll have an answer for you soon, Natalie.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Sometimes I'd like to just throw it open to you, and that's what we've done today with this friendly ghost, Natalie. A lot of people saying they didn't like the comment about being fit until she said she preferred rugby. I thought that as well.
But I think it's people picking up on one comment here.
Yep. Okay, so let's go to the phones. Should Natalie reply or just continue ghosting? Hayley, what do you think?
Oh, I definitely think we need to continue to ghost.
Why?
Because it's really, really awkward. 5 days later, you can't text back now.
He's left it too long. She's left it too long, rather.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Danielle, what are you saying?
She should reply.
Why?
Because she should. It's better being single on your own at Christmas.
Okay.
Well, just reply to kind of cool things off.
But she's not really interested.
And just finalise it.
Well, you never know, she might get a good Christmas present off him.
Oh.
Okay.
Not thought that through, Danielle. Right, who have we got on three? Tom.
You're right. Carry on ghosting. Carry on ghosting.
It's, yeah, 5 days too long, right?
Too long.
Pete, what do you think?
definitely, you know, carry on ghosting. And I've got a corporate box at Twickenham. She's more than welcome to come and watch a game of rugby with me.
Rugger!
Lads, lads, lads.
Corporate box for the rugger.
I've got a box for the rugger.
I love that you're muscling on in here already, Pete.
What's that, sorry?
I love that you're muscling in already. You're like, oh, yeah.
Well, if on a first date, someone starts talking about football and you're showing no interest, then surely the best thing to do is not talk about football. Take interest in the lady which you're there with.
Very interesting this, though, Scott. We have had quite a lot of poshos on,
yeah.
Actually, thinking that they might be better suited.
Okay, Natalie, are you there?
I am, yes.
Are you listening to all this?
I am. I'm loving it. It's great. It's news I wanted to hear.
Yeah, the thing is, most people are saying, leave it, it's been too long.
Which is brilliant. That's really what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, you just needed the validation of the listeners, right?
Yes, very much so. My faith in the British public has been restored.
I am very surprised by that outcome, because I would have thought a lot of people would be like, no, you can't ghost. I've been ghosting. It's horrible. But no, seemingly this way round, people seem cool with it.
I'm going to be honest that's what I thought all along.
Are you tempted? What, you think she should continue to ghost?
Too long. You can't just pop up and go, hello, now it's too late.
And Natalie, you're not tempted by Pete's box?
Oh, well, I'm a little bit tempted by Pete's box.
Okay.
Everyone loves BBC. A corporate box of the rugby.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you remember a few years ago at Christmas time, if you've been listening that long, I discovered that there was a film with a brilliant NSYNC song at the end of it, a Christmas film. Now, I've got the song here, which I want to play in a minute, because it's like my ultimate Christmas jam. But now I've completely forgotten what film is that it's at the end of. So if anyone can tell me, let me know. It's completely slipped my mind. I kind of want to watch it again. I seem to remember it being a terrible film, but I like terrible Christmas films. Let me know.
Scott Mills.
Okay, I found the film I was on about. I completely forgot what it was called. Have you seen it?
Probably not, but what is it?
It's one of the best terrible Christmas films. I'll Be Home for Christmas. A college student faces an impossible journey when he's left stranded in the desert, thousands of miles from home, with no money and only a few days left until Christmas. He's got to get home because his dad's promised him a Porsche if he gets home for Christmas.
Okay.
Like 1998. And then that's where I first heard the song that I'm about to play. Since then, I've discovered that NSYNC did a whole Christmas album called Home for Christmas.
This is a brilliant, brilliant Christmas song, isn't it? The one that you're going to play.
I like it because it's kind of gospel-y. And
yeah.
Feel good. A lot of people in America know it, but we don't really know it. But I'm trying to make it a thing. First, though, let's open the next door on the WhoVent calendar. What could be behind the door that we've all forgotten about today?
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Let's have a glean behind number 19.
Nikki comes to the diary room.
Hello, Nikki.
I'm feeling very venomous and angry. Why are you punishing me and not telling me who else is up? It's not fair. I can't live here. I'm sick and tired of battling with them over the aircon. I'm sick and tired. I don't have the energy in me anymore to keep coming and asking for the heating on. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. How many times do I have to tell you I'm freezing? Who is she? Where did you find her?
Great one.
Nikki Graham having meltdowns in the diary room on Big Brother.
I'm so cold!
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know the one we haven't played yet?
There's one we haven't played yet?
Yeah, there is.
Go on. Which one?
Well, I play all the random ones, don't I? Like Magnus Carlsen and that NSYNC one, which some people hated before the news. We haven't played... I don't know whether I heard... Did I hear Clara play it? I don't think so. Justin Bieber, Mistletoe.
Oh. And where are we at with...
Shoddy With You.
Oh. And that? Bass Hunter as well.
Oh, that'll definitely be on.
Yeah?
Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Bass Hunter.
Ho, ho, ho. The Jingle Bell Bass.
Still too early.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello.
Are you feeling like Christmas?
Unfortunately, not yet, no.
No,
Ricky.
Not even that bit of Shaking Stevens did it for you, did it?
Not really, I'm afraid. It's just not happening yet.
Okay.
I love to imagine people really not into those types of Christmas songs and when they're on, because I think you've either got to be all in or you're not at all and you just feel a bit silly.
I think there are a lot of people that will be like, this happens.
Oh God.
Oh,
the key change bit, I think, is the tough one if you're not into it.
Yeah.
Because it suddenly ramps up another gear, doesn't it?
It's a different,
forced fun.
Different time in the 80s, wasn't it? All right, so, Ricky, you are driving around in your van. When do you finish for Christmas?
I finish on Friday.
Okay, cool. Are you got the presents? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I think I'm all sorted already, which is a first.
Right, so you got the presents, but just not feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got two young kids, so I should be, but it's just not happening for me this year.
It'll happen.
You'll get there eventually, mate. All good.
Make sure you put me on Christmas Day morning, because I'm going to be here with all the Christmas songs. That'll do it for you.
That'll do it. I'm going to have to do it.
All right, I'll be here live on Christmas Day.
Serious business now. Right, I'm 1-0 down on bangers. I really want you to go for my choice today, Ricky.
You go first.
It's proper random, Scott. Bear with me. It's a
I like this.
Something a bit different today. I thought we could all have a big sing-along.
It's quite wintry as well.
This is Avril Lavigne.
Yes. I'm into it.
And it's I'm With You. Bit emo.
I'm a massive fan of Avril.
Are you? What's your choice then?
I fully supported her back in the day. You can have that or you can have this. Promiscuous,
no.
Nelly Furtado and Timbaland off of Boots.
Off of
Boots.
Boots.
That's him that makes them, right? No, not getting that, are you?
Now, hang on. There isn't an actual link there.
Yeah. What?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Like that's his thing.
They're not his thing.
Yes, it is.
They're not his
thing. It's like P. Diddy's got a clothing range.
They're not his thing.
But yeah, Timberland off the boots.
No.
Okay, look it up. Okay, so, Ricky.
Yep. Two good choices. I mean, I like both songs. They're both quite upbeat, which I like. It's a tough one, I've got to say.
Okay.
But I think I've made my choice, boys.
Go on then. All right.
I'm going to have to go with Promiscuous Girl.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a loss of words first time that we spoke. Promiscuous Girl.
There's people that are fuming, livid, raging.
So much disappointment in Avril not getting a play. I know it's a random one. Like, loads of people having a go at me saying it's not like an upbeat banger, but it's still it's an amazing song. I'm genuinely gutted that wasn't played.
You can imagine. I can't remember the video, but I'm imagining that it was a winter scene and Avril was probably in a scarf.
I think it weirdly suits this sort of wintertime.
Probs in black and white.
And the thing is, it's not a Christmas song, so we're never going to get that chance again now,
no.
Are we?
Can I
Brilliant.
Just play it? I really want to hear it. This never happens normally, but I really want to hear your song for a change. I wish yours got chosen.
Are
yours
we
is a better
allowed?
Song.
No, we're not allowed.
We're not allowed?
Should we do it?
I'd quite like to.
No?
I think it would
no,
really
people
fit.
People saying no.
I think it would really fit today.
Ah, go on. Let's just do it.
Also, lol that you actually believe that Timbaland is the same guy that makes the boots.
I did Google.
Did you? It's like when I told you that Claudia Winkleman is Michael McIntyre's sister.
They're saying we can't do the Avril thing.
That's true.
What is what?
Claudia
Sorry?
Winkleman and Michael McIntyre related.
Brother and sister?
Yeah.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe you now.
Think about it.
Oh, I'm not Googling again.
Got the same eyes. Same eyes. True. Oh, I'm going to play it.
Okay.
Oh, I say it sounds good.
Tune.
Oh, look, everyone's like, play Avril, play Avril. Okay,
let's do it.
It's on.
Scott Mills.
Even better than I thought.
You know, it's good when you get like all of your mates messaging you as well, saying that banger.
Amazing. I love that. And so did everyone else. Everyone's like, all right, Lord Sugar, playing them both.
Yeah, two winners.
Oh no, is that a plot spoiler for Apprentice now? Don't hate me. Avril Lavigne, and I'm with you on BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon, Nick Grimshaw.
Good afternoon, hey. Scott Mills and Chris Starr.
That sounded good, Avril,
Avril
didn't it?
Did sound great.
Yeah.
It, you're right, it sounded really, really good. My friend Emily said to me the other day, it was a couple of weeks ago, actually, she said, you know that song's good? I said, what? She said, Avril Lavigne, I'm with you. I said, no, it's not. We put it on, and as Chris noticed, it is a banger.
Banger.
That is a tune.
Okay, so, us lot, all the other Radio 1 DJs are helping out Greg James this week, doing something really nice for some very special listeners on Rent-A-Greg. So can you tell me where you are and what's going to happen now, or is it still really vague news?
Well, yeah, well, we can give a little bit more information, but we do want to keep it vague as well. So Greg came in to see me this morning, and he said, we want to do something great with you today. So what we've done is we finished the show this morning, and we've basically spent that time getting to where we are right now. So we're in position, we're near a school, I'm in a not-so-discreet van that says BBC all over it with a satellite on the roof. Right, it's not that stealth. So we're in that, and what we're going to do is we're going to surprise somebody who has had a tough year, and this girl has been nominated by her older brother, and he just wants to give her, you know, a special treat this Christmas, and just to say that, you know, he's noticed everything she's gone through this year and just wants to make a little bit of noise and celebrate her. So we're gonna do that. So we've got some really great things planned that you're gonna get to hear on Greg's show today after four, but the first surprise is me in a giant party bus with karaoke.
Yes.
So that is the initial pickup. So they're going to come out of school, and it's freezing, by the way, come out of school and think like their mum's going to get them or whatever, and actually we're going to go on a 45 minute rampage in this party bus.
That's so good.
We've got pizzas coming, karaoke cranked up, and mates are coming, and then we're going to take us somewhere where a great surprise is going to happen.
Oh, that's,
I mean,
amazing.
I am here for a party bus and pizza.
I'm right.
So good. It's the only way to travel.
And also, like, imagine getting picked up from school and Grimmy's there and pizza and karaoke. Winning on a Tuesday.
A little mix, yeah.
Yeah, sing a little mix. All right, so you can tell us what county you're in, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, we don't want to be specific, but we are in East Yorkshire.
Okay.
That's East Yorkshire.
All right, I've heard enough.
EY, East Yorkshire.
Okay, thank you, Grimmy. So, surprise party bus, pizza, karaoke, that's happening later for some lucky person. It's somewhere in East Yorkshire as they leave school. More from four with Greg.
One.
Scott Mills.
Happy new Playground Insults Day.
Yeah.
Today is the day we release a brand new Playground Insults to the world. Do you know, it's so fun when we go down to record these. Normally in, like, a fancy hotel room in London, because we only save this game for the real Hollywood superstars.
Man, there was major stress arriving at this one, though, wasn't there? I was there a good hour early.
I was late.
Scott arrived late. But the thing is, Scott had the suits, and we always dress up smart for this now because it's like the biggest thing that we do.
I remember having frantic text conversations going, well, you've got the suit. Well, I'm just around the corner. I can't help it if there's traffic. Stress.
We were putting on the suits, like doing ties up as they were walking in for this.
People love this game, you know, and it's been much copied by various other people.
Oh, yeah.
Various other people online. But let me tell you, Radio 1 is the original home of Playground Insults. This is where it happened first. We started doing this a good few years ago. And like I said, we only save this game for the very, very biggest Hollywood stars. Proper A-list, or they don't get to do it. and they sit opposite each other and they just sling really childish insults at each other, and people love it. Sometimes not so childish, sometimes quite vicious, sometimes really awkward, and sometimes really rude. And you'll hear that on this one. Not on the radio, but in the video. So far, 80 million views have been racked up in total for Playground Insults. We sat Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell in a room together for the first one.
You're a terrible actor. In your movies, I can see you, in your coverage, mouthing the line of the other actor silently to yourself.
They were lots of fun. Then Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz.
Your butt stinks, and you have a butt freshener on set at all times. I've met her. Her name's Sharon. She just sprays your butt with floral scents all day long.
Also, Will Smith and Margot Robbie, huge stars.
The only reason that you're saying that is because you know I slept with your mother.
Yeah, that got weird.
All fine.
And then Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
I recently told you that you act like Adele sings. I hate Adele.
Brand new Playground Insults with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart next after... Oh, I'm the Boof Daddy.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I'm excited for this. I'm excited for us to unleash this on the world, onto the internet. Because people love this. It just gets mad views and mad listens. So, Kevin Hart and The Rock are sat in a darkened room. And you can tell they're really good mates, can't you?
We've wanted them to do this for so long because they've got this amazing chemistry. And you do see really good interviews with them together.
Yeah,
because they do get on. And they seem perfect for this.
Yeah, and on social media as well. I think they're hilarious together. So, new Playground Insults. Obviously, you'll be able to see this in full. Check Radio 1 everywhere for it. But Playground Insults right now. Here's some highlights of The Rock and Kevin Hart.
I'm going to go with your head looks like a long breast. Like a long, succulent breast.
Like with the areola right on my forehead.
Areola is right on your forehead. You got a nipple head.
Guys, don't encourage him.
All right. You know how sometimes when people get under your skin and you just hate them? I'm not saying it's you, I'm just saying there's sometimes where you just really hate somebody.
Fine,
sometimes
because
you have that personality when you walk in and you're like, you think everyone's like, hey, there's Kevin, great. But you know.
Dwayne Johnson's
don't say it.
Breath smells like on the regular. And nobody knows this. You all know where the eyebrow raise came from? It came from the reaction of people when he goes, hello. And everybody goes, that's what The Rock is cooking.
Okay, don't encourage him. Look at these teeth.
Don't talk about teeth. You know, I'm insecure about my teeth.
Heard of Invisalign? Huh? Okay, right
now. I confided in you with that. I told you.
Well, look at the pictures lately. He's throwing like this and he's trying to hide it. Yeah, it's okay.
It's very true right now. Dwayne Johnson has women thighs. He's got women thighs. Women have nice thighs. You shouldn't have their thighs. That's what I'm saying. Now, shut up, man. You're not even
great.
Trying.
He's great.
Tell you a little secret about Dwayne.
He was
Dwayne.
Great
Nobody
Smurfs.
Knows.
He was wonderful in that.
Dwayne's got a tattoo right above his that says, come on.
Kevin Hart, Dwayne Johnson, thank you for your Playground Insults.
Thank you, dude.
Of course, all jokes aside, man, look, you know, there's nothing but respect and admiration that goes for this
likewise,
guy, man.
You know what I mean? We're very similar in so many ways, and we share a lot of the same values, hard work and discipline and drive and, you know, having a great time, loving making people laugh.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Whoa, The Rock got quite deep at the end there.
They just proper rolled with it. It was amazing.
That's it. But that's only the highlights for the radio. There is stuff in there that we really could not play on daytime radio. But it's out there if you want more. Loads of people are already saying, oh, my God, it's so good. And loads of people sharing it. If you want more, it's out there now. All over Radio 1 socials. The Rock and Kevin Hart on Playground Insults.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
A lot of people are very thirsty for Playground Insults and are going to consume it after work tonight as a little treat. Consume. I like that Kevin Hart's retweeted saying that we're going to be on as well. Mm. Really good.
He said some really nice stuff to us before we did that Playground Insults.
He loves Radio 1.
And he loves Playground Insults.
Yeah. And The Rock passed on his regards to Greg.
Oh, yeah. From Greg to us in quite a
weird way.
Yeah.
So, I think you're really going to enjoy it. Kevin Hart and The Rock on Playground Insults. For me, the favourite one we've done so far.
Was it?
Absolutely. I just love the way those guys banter. Really good.
Scott Mills.
We released a brand new game of Playground Insults to the world earlier. It's out there on the internet. Kevin Hart and The Rock. Just listening to it back, Kevin Hart absolutely owns this. Like, he definitely wins. It's a competition, right?
Hmm.
And The Rock doesn't really stand a chance against Kevin Hart.
Dwayne's got a tattoo right above his that says, come on.
All the one-liners.
Dwayne Johnson's
don't say it.
Breath smells like on the regular. And nobody knows this. You want to know where the eyebrow raise came from? It came from the reaction of people when he goes, hello. And everybody goes, that's what The Rock is cooking.
He's proper funny.
Yeah, looks like a long breast. Like a long, succulent breast.
Like with the areola right on my forehead.
Areola is right on your forehead. You got a nipple head.
It's out there for you now. Brand new Playground Insults featuring Kevin Hart and The Rock. You can tell they're really good mates because they literally go in on each other.
It's already racking up the views, Scott. It's going to be a good one. Well, it is a good one. It's one of my faves.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.